Hey guys, it's Jay. Before we start the show, two quick plugs. If you would like a Masters of None Ninja Petting Zoo t-shirt for the holidays, got a couple days left here. Go to teespring.com/mastersofnoneshirt. That's teespring.com/mastersofnoneshirt. Get yourself a Ninja Petting Zoo shirt designed by our buddy Graham Woods. And also, if you need a domain name, go to godaddy.com and enter the promo code masters69. You can get a domain name for just $1 American or 69 euros or pence or whatever the hell if you're in Europe. It's godaddy.com. Masters69 is the promo code. And now, let's get it on.
This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to The Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay. Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
Yeah, this is Mo the Bartender, and you're listening to the Masters of None. These are the only guys to come into Mo's Tavern and ask for a craft beer and not a duff. Bunch of jerks.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Masters of None. My name is Mike, along with me, Jay and Art. What's going on, fellas?
What up?
Top of the morning.
Hey, what y'all drinking? Everybody drinking?
I'm drinking a Blue Point Rastafari. Big bottle.
Nice. Art?
For Oily or whatever his name is.
Ollie.
Yeah. I'm drinking a toasted lager.
Nice. I got a Yingling.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a case sitting here, so I might as well dive into it. Today, we are going back to the well with one of our favorite topics, which is the lessons learned. And today, we are going to be doing lessons learned from the movies of 1984, which was a huge, huge year for movies.
Hell yeah.
A murderer's row, if you will. If you take one good look at Wikipedia, you'll see that even the top grossing movies of all time are probably ones that you have memorized by now. I know I do. You guys as well, right? I mean, we're pretty much all in the same boat with that.
They're so ingrained in my memory. We all thought, in all of our memories, we thought we've done this episode before, but I don't think we have. We usually do the 25-year anniversary movies.
Right.
But for some reason, I had in my mind to do 30, and
yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot going on with the 30-year anniversary stuff. Goes well. I don't want to give them away.
No,
that'll ruin the game.
You can't do that. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of anniversaries going on. You know, they do big things with the 30-year now. They did, you know, the 25-year, but also they're getting into like the 20-year stuff, and you're seeing some of the things that are coming out 20 years ago. Like Mighty Ducks 2 just had a reunion. I don't know if you saw that online. Holy shit, 20 years. Christ. Made me feel old. But anyway, back to the lessons at hand. We are at the 30 years, right? 30 years from 1984. Holy shit.
Which after we looked at it, I was like, oh shit, because we were supposed to do 89, I think.
Yeah.
Which I was excited to do last year, and then I forgot that we were doing 30. I was like, oh, damn it. There are a lot of good ones coming up in 89. But
well,
whatever.
For another day, sir. We can do that again. We can always do that. So lessons learned from 84.
Pretty soon we're going to be able to do top 8.5 topics that we go back to the well with.
Very, very true.
Yes.
What do you guys remember of 84? Anything? Anything big happen in your lives?
I remember this. A lot of these movies as I just started going to the movies and becoming a fan of movies.
Uh-huh.
Because, yeah, like I remember like my buddy Mike, like he got to go see Ghostbusters before me. Mm-hmm. It was like a huge deal. And he was so blown away by it. I remember him like acting out the entire movie to me. And I was just sitting there like, oh my God, this sounds so awesome. Like he like just literally did the whole movie, like one man show. It was pretty awesome. Maybe one of the best things he's ever done.
Probably one of the few times you'll actually hear one man show and awesome in the same sentence.
Only because it was a one man show of Ghostbusters.
Yeah, true. All right. So who wants to start? Jay, since you're already in the mood, let's go. Give one.
All right. I'll start with this. Let's see if you guys can figure it out.
Okay.
A lesson I learned from the films of 1984 was that a man can have one in the oven. This is a pretty random reference.
It was a t-shirt.
Yes.
Shit. Oh, yeah. Okay, wait. I think I also can...
And if you know it and you have others from the same...
Yes, I do. I also learned from this movie what lobster claws were. Am I right? No, I'm not. I know. Okay. I'm sorry. Oh, no, shit.
I think you got it confused.
The more I hear this, the more I'm getting confused. I don't even want to try to think that I know it. What is it?
You want me to give you?
Give me another one. Give me another lesson learned. It's a t-shirt. Shit.
Yeah, it's definitely a t-shirt. Yeah, it's the other movie that had great t-shirts. You're thinking of the other one.
I am.
I am iconic t-shirts.
I am thinking of that one.
With the third one being Teen Wolf. That had also had great t-shirts.
Yes, what are you looking at, Dick Nose? Was a fantastic t-shirt.
let's say this. You could stop crimes with sound effects made by your mouth.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Police Academy.
Yes.
The original Police Academy.
Hell yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, a lot of these movies too were when seeing them on cable were the first time I saw a lot of boobs and bush.
Yeah, that was this your first boob movie?
Boobs and bush.
Because
it's definitely up there.
My first boobs and bush movie was in this year, by the way, too, which I'll get into in a minute.
Oh, we are fucking ruining this.
Ruining everything. But okay, Police Academy.
Mike, just go back and bleep all the movie names out that we're saying.
That's a good idea. I'll do that.
Do radio edits. Actually, do John Hughes-esque TV edits. You redub our voices saying the movies, but make it say something else that's clean that sounds like the movies we're saying.
Like The Simpsons, Atlanta Falcons.
Yes. Do that, okay?
All right, you got it.
That'd be great. Sweet. All right.
So Police Academy.
Yeah, that was freaking. I mean, if you're around our age, man, getting cable and had cable, like, those are like the most played movies.
Yeah.
All the Police Academies. I love them. I don't know why they haven't rebooted this. Like, that's so ripe for a reboot.
Well, do you want them to reboot that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they did so many and it's been so long. Like, it's not like it's a revered movie, it's like a terrible, silly movie.
Yeah.
And they already ruined it themselves by making so many crappy sequels. So, like, why not?
True. Who would you guys cast as, like, the main guys?
Just find, like, some unknown, like, sketch group out there. That's funny. You know?
I say bring back Gutenberg to play Lasard's part.
Yeah, they should have all the old characters be the
instructors and stuff.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. That would totally work.
It would.
Totally work.
It would. Tackleberry as the firearms instructor?
Yeah, dude. Is he still alive?
Tackleberry? Is he? I don't know.
I don't know.
A lot of those guys are dead.
Yeah, I know. It's sad.
Yeah,
no, he's dead.
Oh, he did too.
But I think that'd be great. I would go see it. Just find a bunch of, like, you know, up and coming, like, improv-y type people.
Yeah, like Broken Lizard. Like all the Broken Lizard could do it.
Well, they kind of did Super Troopers.
Oh yeah, well. Yeah. Okay, there you go. Perfect.
Take like all the like the Paul F. Tompkinses of the world. Take all like the old comedy people. Do like, and you know, I guess Reno 911. Forget it. This is a stupid idea. This is why they haven't rebooted Police Academy, because it's already been rebooted twice as a movie and as a series and then as another movie. All right, moving on.
Yeah. All right, you got one? Go ahead.
This is,
yes.
For once, we're ripping off Hollywood.
Yeah.
Without realizing it.
By the way, I just want to give a shout out to Joe Biden for listening to our show.
Yeah, what happened with that?
What happened with that, dude?
When we were doing the Sucks or Rules speed round, you, Mike, you brought up one of the topics of being vice president. I said it rules, Jay said it sucks. And I was just saying,
Okay.
And I said, like, you know what? No, it's great because you have all, you know, you have all this fame, but you have no, like, responsibility. And Jay was like, you know, you're pretty much the president's bitch. And Biden in a conference, like, he was on like,
yeah.
Interview, and he goes, pretty much, you know, I'm the president's bitch. Or he said something along those lines. And
he said, he responded to a question from a vice president of something at Harvard. And he goes, yeah, I'm the vice president. And Biden goes, isn't that a bitch? That was his response.
Yeah.
Great.
So he listens to the show, man.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
So thanks, man. Yeah.
All right. What's your lesson learned, sir?
One of the lessons that I learned from films from 1984 is that produce can be used to illustrate life lessons. Mm. Or give direction in life.
Okay. I think I know. Can it be used as a quantity of measurement? Is that what you're getting at, or no?
No, it's just...
Oh, wait a minute. Say it again.
Produce can be used to illustrate life lessons or to give someone lessons in life, which is the exact same thing.
I think I got it. Is this the same movie where I learned the lesson that If you get thrown out of a window, you can get charged for disturbing the peace. Or the same movie where I learned that it's pronounced Serge, not Surge.
I got this one.
Did the produce involve a car, perhaps?
Yes.
I know what you're talking about now. Go ahead. Yeah.
Is that self-defense starts by painting.
Oh, okay. Karate Kid?
Yes.
Okay. What does he do with the fruit? I don't remember.
When going down the road of life, you know, in the middle, just like grape.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, wow. That's
roundabout.
I learned that Reseda, California has no child labor laws.
Yeah, right.
And always, always wear a non-intrusive Halloween costume. It'll help you run faster.
That Mr. Miyagi is a lifelong car thief. Where the fuck did he get all those cars?
Where did he get all those cars from?
Why did he have so many cars?
I also learned nothing beats a good fucking montage, huh? Was this the original montage from like 80s movies?
Sure.
Because wait, Rocky IV, the biggest montage was, I mean, in Rocky, it was Rocky IV, right?
So right, and that was later, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this might be one of the first montages, man. First 80s montages. Pat Morita was fucking brilliant in that movie. If you rewatch that movie now, just his performance is hysterical. The drunk scene is one of my favorite scenes of all time.
Yeah, I saw that again recently. I was like, whoa, this is pretty fucking intense.
It's pretty deep, right?
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
Sergeant Miyagi, yes, sir. Ready to kill many Germans, sir.
You know, it's horrible, though. What? The scene where he's doing the crane move on the boat and he falls in.
Yeah.
And Miyagi laughs like a goddamn lunatic. It may be one of the worst acting scenes of
you
all time.
You are wet behind the ear.
Yeah. He's like so overacting. It's freaking hilarious. And it's just dubbed. Like, it's terrible. I wish you could pull that clip up. It's so bad. I want to send it to Hollywood Babylon for exquisite acting. It's so bad. He's just fake laughing like a fucking lunatic. It's so ridiculous.
We forgot to inform you, life complication. Complication.
Right. Did you guys get with what mine was that I thought arts was, but it wasn't?
Yes, I did. I did. Yes, it involves a banana.
Yeah, and a tailpipe.
Yes.
That's where I thought art was going with it.
I did think art was going that direction. Do you have any other from that movie, Jay, to help him out?
No, just it's pronounced Serge, not Serge.
It's pronounced Serge. Serge.
He rules in that. Isn't it weird that then he would later go on to play like almost the same character in a sitcom?
Yeah, that was the only character he had.
Yeah, wasn't doing an X, although he was great in True Romance.
Bronson Pinchot, School of Acting.
Yeah. Whatever happened to him?
Bronson Pinchot?
We do a whole season, Art, where we just book Whatever Happened to People, and then the episodes are called Whatever Happened to Bronson Pinchot, and then he's our guest. And then that's what we do, is just find out what the hell he's been doing.
That'd be a great
he's
a great
filming
idea.
That'd be a great podcast. That'd be a great podcast.
That would be.
That's the name of the podcast. Whatever Happened to. And you just dig up old people who used to be famous.
Like, old people.
Gutenberg. I would love to fucking talk to Gutenberg.
Gutenberg's about to star in a one of those silly sci-fi movies coming up.
Really?
Yeah, he pops up in things every now and again. Wasn't he on? He was like a guest star on he was on Party Down.
Party Down. He was fucking brilliant on that.
Yeah. Yeah. He's going to be in one of those. It's called like Lavalantula. It's like a tarantula that spits lava or something ridiculous.
I thought it was a volcano avalanche. No?
Yeah. Maybe there's an avalanche involved.
With tarantulas? An avalanche of tarantulas?
Of lava tarantulas.
Avalanturas? So, Art, we're talking about Beverly Hills Cop, by the way.
No, yeah, I got you.
You got it? Okay.
Yeah.
That was pretty much Eddie Murphy's like big, big time vehicle into movie stardom. I've only seen Beverly Hills Cop 1 a few times. Beverly Hills Cop 2 is the one that I see over and over and over again.
Yeah, I agree. I think I've only seen Beverly Hills Cop 1 like the whole way through like once.
All right, here, I got one for you. And I hinted at it before. this movie, My Life Lesson Learned, what boobs and bush looked like for the first time, and what lobster craws were.
Yes. I learned that you can get any girl to bang you if you're wearing a mask and doing it on the moon.
All right, you got one?
I think I know what you guys are talking about.
What is it?
Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome. This was the first boob movie ever for me. And what a boob movie. Holy shit. It was an entire, yeah, like 10-minute scene. Panty raid scene.
Yeah. And we'll cut this out if it comes to fruition.
Yeah.
But I'm going to Comic-Con tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
With my daughter.
Oh, shit.
And one of the autograph sessions is Curtis Armstrong and David Carradine. Or Robert Carradine. It's definitely not David Carradine. So,
right. Holy shit. Oh, what are they?
I certainly wouldn't take my daughter to the David Carradine autograph session. That'd be awkward.
Is that the King of Nerds that they're doing or whatever?
Yeah, I guess that's what they're promoting. But dude, Curtis Armstrong, love him.
Yes.
But I would love to get them to each do a celebrity guest lesson learned from their own movie.
That would be a beautiful thing.
How fucking cool would that
be? Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Holy shit. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. So I'm going to try for that. I don't know.
Okay.
They're there 2 to 3:30, maybe. I mean, how long could the line be for them?
I don't know. Hit it up, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to try that. And
you might actually have a big line just for the venue you're going and the show that they were on.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's a short day. The floor's only open like 12 to 7. A kid's going to really waste their time. Like, who are these old guys? Like, they're on that nerd show. But like, who the fuck are they? They probably never even heard of Revenge of the Nerds. I don't know.
There's going to be... I don't know.
There'll probably be huge lines for everything. But I don't know. It's a pipe dream of mine.
I want a
picture with Booger. That's all I want.
Yes.
When they first had that show, I did reach out a couple times. I wanted to get them.
Oh, that would have been great. This movie was fucking awesome, dude. I love this movie,
classic.
And I don't care what anybody says. I loved all of the sequels. Nerds in Paradise, The Next Generation, Nerds in Love. I love them all.
Those are terrible. What are you, crazy?
I know, but I love them.
Nerds in Paradise is pretty good.
Nerds in Paradise is great.
Yeah. Also at Comic-Con tomorrow, who I might have a shot at, he's doing like 1 to 2 signing. Paul F. Tompkins, who I just mentioned before.
Nice. All right. Jay, you're up on a lesson learned, sir.
All right. My next one. It's possible to express your anger through dance.
Got it.
Me too.
It's an easy one.
Yes. Anybody else got any?
No, I do not.
We're talking about Footloose, right?
Of course.
Oh, of course you are.
The angry dance montage.
Yeah, I honestly didn't realize that dancing was,
it's the devil's game.
I didn't understand that they were banning it in places. What a weird movie. And such a fucking, and like one of those chick flicks. It's right up there with like Labyrinth. It's such a fucking chick flick. I, again, this is one of those movies that's like, yeah, I've seen it once.
Yeah, that's it. Some girl in high school like wanted you to watch it with her.
Yeah. Footloose, terrible. Fucking Kevin Bacon. Did you see him recreate the scene on Fallon?
Fallon, yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fucking Fallon. You stop. We get it. You pop culture. Okay, Jimmy Fallon, stop fucking rehashing everything that's ever been. Everything. Is there anything he hasn't like recreated or fucking done a reunion of? Or
I'm also getting kind of sick of the fucking, because I've always hated kids' toys in music, and I'm also getting sick of those.
Yeah, videos.
Mm-hmm. We play this song on kids' toys. We play this song on kids' toys. One guy sings like this. One guy sings like that.
And really, it's 8 different percussion instruments and one guy playing an actual guitar.
Yeah.
So. Kind of cheats. All right, Art, you're up.
All right. You know you're on a great ship when a chimpanzee and 2 trainees can run her.
When a chimpanzee and what?
And 2, like, rookies or trainees can fly her or run her.
Star Trek 3?
Yes, sir.
What?
Didn't see it.
Wait, is this the one where he mind melds with the whale?
No.
That's 5, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just like bringing that up because that's stupid.
Is this the one where he goes online to find the best plane tickets? Is that 17?
Is this before or after he gets his dentures?
And his wig.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have nothing else to add to that.
Sabotage.
Yeah, I think the folks over at Simply Syndicated can take the reins on the Star Trek stuff. They, you guys can talk about Star Trek 3 as much as you want. Go ahead.
Press pause on the podcast now.
Mm-hmm.
Make a bunch of Star Trek 3 references and then come back.
There you go.
When you hear the beep, the podcast will start again. All right, who's up?
I am. There's a fine line between clever and stupid. Oh, wow. I thought that was a dead giveaway.
Is it the same one where we learn you can't really dust for vomit?
Yep. So I also learned that when it came to the druids, no one knows who they were or what they were doing.
It's also the one where we learned that St. Hubbins was the patron saint of quality footwear.
I also learned that being a drummer can be very hazardous.
Oh, yeah. I also learned that the only thing that's more black is none more black.
I also learned that Boston really isn't a college town. Art, you got it? Art?
Yeah, Spinal Tap.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my god. This one, quite possibly, I don't know, if you had to rank the movies of 1984, where would this come in? This is like top three for me. Oh, easy.
God, it's easy. Probably right behind. It's probably a close second to Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Close second. Very close.
Oh, so I told you guys I saw a Spinal Tap tribute band in Vermont last time I was there, right?
Yes. No. Oh, you did?
Yeah. Spinal Tap tribute band, they did every song in the entire Spinal Tap catalog. It was unbelievable. It was absolutely unbelievable. I highly recommend it. If anybody's listening that knows of a band called I'd Tap That, go and see them. They're phenomenal. They do need to work on their banter in between songs, but other than that, fucking great, dude. Pulled it off perfectly.
It only made like $4 million in the movie theaters.
Wow.
In the theaters. Crazy.
Wow. That is just a shame.
Don't feel bad, Kevin Smith.
Yeah, unbelievable fucking movie. And still one today that other bands look to as like a perfect representation of what it's like going out on the road and music business and so forth.
It's, yeah, and is that like the first real improv movie ever where the whole thing was improv?
Pretty much, yeah.
It's gotta be, right? What else is there?
Yeah, any of the other Christopher Guest movies before that, or was that his first?
No, I think that was his first.
Yeah.
But he didn't, he didn't direct it, did he?
But it was those guys. It was like all those guys.
Yeah, of course. Did Ron Howard direct it?
Let's take a look.
Or was it Rob Reiner? He was just a fake director of the movie.
Right. He was, what was his name in the movie? He had a great director name, too. Rob Reiner.
He did really direct it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Christopher Guest wrote it.
Okay.
Marty DeBurgi. That was Rob Reiner. That's a great director name.
I love the name. There's a lot of good names in this movie. I love Mick Shrimpton.
Viv Savage. Viv Savage is my favorite name ever. Mick Shrimpton is a good one.
Ronnie Pudding.
Ronnie Pudding.
I'm just looking at the IMDb.
Audie Fufkin. Nice to meet you, Audie Fufkin. Audie Fufkin. Hi, Audie Fufkin. And I love all the drummers' names. John Stumpy Peeps.
Yeah.
And
John Stumpy Peeps?
John Stumpy Peeps.
That's hilarious.
The drummers that he goes through, they all have the nickname Stumpy in there or something, or Stump. It's really funny. Nigel Tufnell.
The best.
Yeah.
If you have not seen Spinal Tap, you don't understand comedy movies at all.
Yeah.
You just have no idea.
Stumpy Joe. That's the other one. Eric Stumpy Joe Childs.
Right, this one's just more of a guessing one. It's not really funny, but an empty Coke bottle can change the course of a man's life. The gods must be crazy.
Holy shit.
Remember that?
No.
Wasn't there like not even any dialogue in it?
Not at all. I only know that part about it, too, and I should have known that fucking movie. That's it.
That's all anybody knows about
it. Yeah.
I don't even think there's any dialogue. It's all like...
And that was the God's Must Be Crazy 2, right?
I think this was 1 in 1984. But yeah, like basically it's like a South African movie. Like someone throws a Coke bottle out of an airplane and it lands like in the middle of the Kalahari Desert. And it's like Bushman like finds it and it just sets off this whole like crazy thing. They think it's like from the gods and shit. So just like everyone going crazy trying to get it and they're trying to get rid of it. It's like this whole nutty thing. But I don't think there's any dialogue in it. I think it's just all clicks and clukes.
Clicks and clukes.
Yeah, that was a big cable movie.
Gods must be, and they made a sequel to that.
Yeah, they definitely did.
Because wasn't
still
it
crazy after all these gods?
But because well, wasn't it the gods must be crazy also? Like it was T O O.
I don't know. Fucking remember this shit.
I love when movies do that when they're like Teen Wolf 2, like T O O
2,
also.
Yeah.
Get it.
And then.
And then.
Teen Wolf and then.
Art, you're up.
All right. I got two for this one.
Go.
Science is easily explained when treats are the variable.
Got it.
And getting deals on aspirin is really poor small talk at parties.
Wait, what was the second one again?
Getting deals on aspirin is really poor small talk when you're at a party.
I got it. I got it. Very good. Very, thank very you. Good, Art. That's
thank you.
Very obscure.
Thank you.
Here are my lessons learned. Chew your food. The private sector expects results. And when buying a place, sleep there first. You know, to try it out.
I don't know.
Oh, man. Really?
Wait, give me one more.
Let's see.
Oh, Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Those were obscure lines, though, from it.
That was great.
You had to. I mean, if I said, like, you know, even someone who doesn't go to church gets upset when, you know, someone steps on it.
Got it.
Do you have any aspirin extra strength down all? No, all I got is acetylcellophane. It's good. Rick Moranis was fucking brilliant in that goddamn movie. I'm sorry. What was your lessons learned from that movie, Jake? Oh.
Walter Peck has no dick.
They got 128 left on the house at 5%, so they're okay.
You guys, I'm working on our next collaboration beer for my store.
Yeah.
It's going to be, hopefully, knock on wood, if it all happens, it's going to be Stay Puff Stout.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yep, toasted marshmallow stout, possibly a little s'mores going on.
I like it.
It's you, man.
Just don't bring it near any churches.
Yep.
Just like you said, your friend doing a one-man show of Ghostbusters, I think me and my uncle also kind of like threw lines back at each other and I think did the entire movie after seeing it. It's phenomenal. It's one of the greatest. I actually just heard an interview with Bill Murray today.
The Howard Stern one?
Yeah, did you hear that?
No, not yet.
It wasn't bad. I fucking hate Howard's interview style. He like badgers his guests with questions, and they in jumps from subject to subject, and ugh. Murray wants to actually talk, you know, and he gets interrupted. Notice how many times he gets interrupted by another question when you listen to it. Him talking about Ghostbusters, you know, everybody knows that Belushi was supposed to have his part, and when he passed away, they gave it to Bill. And Ivan Reitman didn't even know if Bill was even going to do the movie until the day of shooting, and he just showed up. They were like, yeah, we don't even know if he's going to show up, and he just did, and they had a movie. And most of his lines are ad-libbed, yeah.
Awesome.
That's phenomenal right there, man.
Isn't it? It's just incredible, dude. It's absolutely incredible.
I bet his cousin Jay hoping that he shows up to his Bill Murray Halloween party.
Oh, yeah. Very bad. A lot of his friends have taken the crusade to try to, you know, contact him in any way possible. Just to let him know where it's at and if he wants to show up. I had to do a last-minute audible to my costume because I was going to do Space Jam Bill Murray. But the fucking jersey was coming from the Philippines and it wasn't going to come in time. So I was like, all right.
The cyclone came?
Yeah. So I had to do a quick audible and, you know, you can do a Bill Murray costume or you can do, you know, a costume from a Bill Murray movie. It doesn't have to be just Bill Murray because then you'd only be limited to like, you know, 20 costumes or whatever. So me and my wife are doing, she's doing pregnant Carl Spackler and I'm coming as Rodney Dangerfield from Caddyshack.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you know they're making a Space Jam 2?
What?
Yep.
Why?
Because the first one left so much on the table.
Yeah.
Had that open ending.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan got frozen in carbonite.
Well, guess who's teaming up with Looney Tunes and other cartoons?
Bugs Bunny said he loves you. And Tasmania Devil said, I know.
LeBron James.
Is that true? I heard that was a rumor. Okay, here you go. I learned to see the power of the rock.
It's the one where I also learned inflatable rafts are just as good as parachutes.
Yes. And I also learned both Indian and Chinese. South Sea! Lao Tzu Sausa!
I also learned a lot of times there's no time for love.
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, I learned that kids are usually good to tell you when it's time for love and when it's not.
Yeah.
You know what else I learned?
Wilhelm scream.
Yes.
Indiana Jones.
Oh, Temple yeah. Of Doom.
Have you guys heard that or read that article about how Indiana Jones, Star Wars, and E.T. are all in the same universe through the movies? And of course, it's very conceivable just because Lucas and Spielberg worked on those movies together. But have you read that guy, I think it was from like IGN or Geek Tyrant, about how he tried to place all those three movies together?
I've seen like the Easter eggs in all three of them. But I didn't hear the theory that they were all put together. Is it the same as the Pixar theory? How they're all in the same universe?
Yeah, it's very similar to that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've seen the Easter eggs and stuff. I guess
it's a pretty good read. It's like, yeah, you kind of see it. There's certain things you're like, yeah, all right,
yeah.
Because like in E.T. when they're trick or treating and that little like that kid's dressed up as Yoda and like E.T. starts walking towards him.
Yeah. And yeah, then there's nods to everything. Well, but it was George Lucas does that in every fucking movie. Oh, yeah. The last Indiana Jones movie, he basically did a nod to every single one of his movies in that in that one movie.
Oh, the Crystal Skull, yeah.
Yeah. Everything.
Oh, and there was like I think in Raiders or Temple there was hieroglyphics of R2-D2 and C-3PO.
Yep.
Yeah, I caught a little bit of Crystal Skull again. Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Holy fuck, dude. Is that bad?
It's terrible, right?
It is so bad. Like, the special effects are bad. The acting is... It's just bad in every way. It's really embarrassing. It looks like if, like, a high school, like, AV club tried to, like, make an Indiana Jones movie.
Yeah.
Seriously. It's that bad. The whole chase scene with the freaking Shia LaBeouf with the...
With the monkeys? Driving.
With the monkeys.
Oh, my God. It is so corny.
With his swinging monkey army.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
And the red ants.
So bad, dude. So yeah.
Red ants kind of made up for it, though, right?
That's terrible. All of it. It's garbage.
It had the potential of being another great Indiana Jones movie, and I think this is one of those cases where, like, the technology, the advancements in technology really hurt it, because... They went to that too much, and it went. It just looked like you said. It looked off. It didn't look right. You know.
Oh man. So and the ending is what? Fucking what?
Do 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 do. That's where X-Files comes in.
So bad. It's really it deserves everything. Everything it got. Some way, somehow, there are points in a 24-hour day that are not after midnight.
Okay, got it.
All right, can I go with, I think it's the same one, where if you're in an intense situation, you learn a lot about your girlfriend when she likes to play Debbie Downer even more.
I think I know the movie. Are you talking about Gremlins?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gremlins.
Don't feed him after midnight.
Nope, don't get him wet.
It's always after midnight. When is it not after midnight?
Now, how does that work? Is it after midnight where you are or where the gremlin is?
No, when the sun happens.
What if you're... So,
after midnight till the sun comes up? And then they have to hide because they get hit by the sun. So, oh, I see. What about the water thing? That doesn't tie in with the time.
That's good.
Thanks.
What movie was it?
My wife has never seen Gremlins.
Really?
Yeah.
Shut the front door.
Come on.
She wasn't allowed to watch that. Wasn't it like PG-13 or something? Was there something weird with the rating on it?
My family took me to that movie, and the only time I freaked out is when they were in the movie theater. I bolted out.
Did you really?
Yeah. I remember like the theater I was at, you know, when you open the doors, it's like a big wall and you have to walk around it to sit, to go in the to go in the seats. I remember I was hiding behind that wall and just listening to them sing like "Hi Ho." I probably crapped my pants.
I also was too scared of that movie in the theater and decided to go to another movie that was playing at the time that we haven't spoke of yet.
Yeah, and so that's the thing. It was rated PG when now in reality it would be PG-13.
Right.
So that was the thing. I guess it wasn't too bad. You know, it wasn't bad enough to be R.
Have you ever seen Gremlins 2?
Yes.
The new batch.
What are your thoughts on Gremlins 2?
Hilarious.
Some say it's better than 1, don't they?
That's a big theory going out there.
Oh, you! I know what freaked me out with that movie. When the dude melts at the end.
Oh, yeah. The end,
they kill Spike. It's fucking crazy.
It's gross.
Like the eyeballs dangling out.
Yeah.
The scene in the kitchen with the mom.
Oh, yeah.
The blender and
with
shit.
With the blender and shit. Oh, my God. That was freaky.
Do you hear what I hear?
That was fucking freaky, man.
Oh, and the tree, like hiding in the tree.
Yeah.
Oh, and this is like the first scene, like he talks about someone, his dad getting caught in the chimney, and then that's how he found out Santa isn't real.
Yeah.
Some shit. So not only are you spoiling Santa for kids, you're spoiling it with this dude telling a horrible story that his father fucking burned to death in the chimney.
Oh my God.
And Phoebe Cates was just all about like just being a Debbie Downer.
There you go. This is another whatever happened to. Whatever happened to Phoebe Cates?
All right. She was huge.
Yeah. Fast Times.
The new batch was hilarious.
I like the new batch a lot.
I gotta watch it. I haven't seen that in ages.
My favorite part is when in the middle of the movie breaks. Like the movie breaks and they're in the movie theater and they're doing the shadow puppets. And then all of a sudden he does one and an Abe Lincoln hat pops up. He just doesn't even. It was great. Lost Boys 7 years ago.
Was that what you said before when you said you think you've seen the sequel more than the original?
Yes.
I've seen Temple of Doom was my first indie movie. So that always holds a special place in my heart. I've seen that way more than I've seen Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Same here. Mm-hmm. Like I said, memorize the Indian phrases. Mortem, 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 sugardom, boom, boom. Mortem, 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 sugardom, boom, boom.
It only costs you $7 to learn how to dance.
Not sure. You got another one?
No, that was it.
All right, what is it?
Breaking.
Nice. I knew you were going to throw one in there.
You owe me $7. For what? For teaching how to dance, sucker.
Now,
that's crazy. Breaking and Breaking 2 both came out in the same year.
I was just going to ask that. Is that really true?
So they're both on the list. Highest grossing movies.
They were going to call it Even More Breaking.
Is it Breaking also?
Breaking T-O-O.
Yeah.
Hey, we Breaking too.
Yeah, man.
You Breaking?
You Breaking? We across the street. Shit.
You three Breaking? Us three are Breaking.
I've never seen Breaking.
What you Breaking for?
Nah, man. You looking for Breaking for down the road, man. That's two stores down. Shit.
You Breaking? Give me five.
Shit. I give that a 10. Freaking 10.
We still need to do a commentary for, I think, Breaking 2.
Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, yeah. God. Amazing.
That would be a good idea. Let's do that.
I can't remember if it was that or if it was Beach Street. I think it was either Breaking or Breaking 2, but it's just freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
It's a laugh riot. All right, who's up, me?
No, Mike.
I am.
Okay.
I learned robots are dangerous. And the most powerful phrase you can utter to another person is, come with me if you want to live.
Mm-hmm.
Come with me if you want to live. I learned that Arnie's got a sweet ass.
That was the start of the superhero pose.
Ah, yes. Yes, it was. We're talking about the Terminator, of course. This is the other one that we're talking about, that I was talking about before, where I've seen Terminator 2 way more than the first Terminator. Oh, yeah,
totally.
I think the first time I saw Terminator, it was a double feature at my friend's house at a sleepover. We watched this and then Ghost Dad.
That's a weird combo.
Oh yeah. That was the same type of combo when we watched Clerks and Braveheart, not but a few years later.
What?
Yeah.
The fuck? That's really weird.
Yeah, man, I like to be diverse.
Yeah, I think we got two things that go together.
Guys can't wait for Terminator Genesis then?
Terminator 3 was terrible. And this past one, I know, like, I've heard a couple of things. One, it was pretty good, but the movie company fucked it up. But I also heard that, what's his name, Christian Bale fucked it up.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, da-da-da, like this. But I heard that that John Connor wasn't even supposed to be in the last picture, but he wanted to be John Connor, so they had to write him in, and it was all different. I've heard that somewhere. I don't know if that's at all true.
All right.
How many more Terminator movies do they have coming out? I heard, you know.
Well, this one looks like it has like J.K. Simmons, Arnold, obviously, and then a bunch of other people. But from what I heard, whether it's not true or not, but it's set like in the 20, like maybe 2030s or 40s era.
What?
Yeah.
And then they're still going back to the well with Arnold? Like, stop.
Well, no, I heard that he was like, he protects the family. It's almost like a prequel, I guess, where it's like he protects, like, he's a human being and he protects the family. And then the Terminators make him like that. They follow, like, they make the mold of him. Yeah. I'm just saying.
I'm just excited about old timey Terminator.
Way boring, everyone.
Yeah, right.
Dateline 1943.
Stop.
The robots have come back to Earth from the future. Lindsay Lohan.
What's this? Metal men at work while the boys are off to war? And in your rivets, Rosie, the Terminator's gonna be there. Drilling in bombs and building planes.
I'm too tired to contribute.
How many more do we all have?
I worked like 15 hours today. Out of gas.
Easy. He's running on empty, Jackson Brown.
I want to so bad. I can't even think of anything.
No?
No, nothing.
Oh.
I have two more, though.
Okay, go.
Yeah, me too.
All right. My second last one is I learned that you can spin off a Saturday morning cartoon from a second live-action sequel.
Any more from that one or no?
I do, but it's going to give it away.
I'll do it anyways.
Yeah.
Somebody's getting married.
Yeah. The best. This was the movie that I ran into after I was too scared of Gremlins.
Wait, what?
I was.
Oh, you went to go see that instead?
Yeah, again, for like the eighth time, I think. Muppets Take Manhattan.
Hell yeah.
Fucking genius. I watch that movie every time.
I watch that movie every time.
Every time it's on,
every time
I'll watch
you
it.
Go to watch a movie?
Anytime I watch a movie, I watch that movie. Every time. Every time. Somebody get some flowers. Somebody get a cake. Somebody get some shoes and rice and presents to take. Somebody get a sweet negligee. Go piggy froggy witty. I can do the whole thing.
Yeah, let's not.
Yeah, all right. I can do
all
it.
Right. All right. Who's up?
All right.
Me. Actually, I got one more.
Do it.
A horse takes forever to sink.
Got it.
Give me more.
Mike, do you have one?
No, but I know the movie. I got a lesson learned. Flagrant false advertising in the title.
Yes. Well done. Because we saw credits.
Yes.
I don't know.
No?
The Never Ending Story.
No. I don't think I've ever seen that whole movie.
Really?
No.
We were just talking about this the other day. What's the name of that horse?
Atreyu? No.
No. Something with an X. Something.
Xanadu. The scene.
That scene as a kid, that horse dying, was probably one of the most depressing things ever.
That's why I wrote that, because it was like, man, that horse just keeps on dying. Like, there's no way. Wow.
What, it got in quicksand, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't quick. It was like long sand.
Slow sand. Yeah.
I'm out. I am out.
You're out? Okay, I got two more. An 88 Magnum can shoot through schools.
Keep going.
No, that's it. That's the only one I got from that.
Amadeus?
No.
What was the lesson again?
An 88 Magnum can shoot through schools. It's an 88 Magnum. It shoots through schools.
I don't know.
And if when you're a parent, never touch your kids, because my mother touched me once.
Oh, okay.
Hope of Greenwich Village?
No.
Johnny Dangerously?
Yeah,
there you go. There you
go. Johnny Dangerously. All right. Anybody got any more? I have one more.
I just came up with another one. Okay. Shannon Tweed's boobs.
What is 1984?
Nope. Skiing.
Wow. I don't think Shannon Tweed's in that movie.
Hot Dog the movie. It's like the original ski comedy.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Looks like.
Oh, before we get to the last ones, we actually have a plug, a live read, you guys. GoDaddy.com.
Do it.
We actually have an offer code. Master69.
Ew. Hey, get
yourself a 99-cent domain name. How about that?
Yeah, you want to start your own website? Go right ahead.
We've always used GoDaddy.
We do.
Mastersofnone.com. Yep. And they've actually gotten a lot better.
They have.
They used to be crappy, but now they actually have really good customer service. It's pretty awesome. They like call me when like my things are expiring.
Really?
Even if I just want them to expire. They're like, hey, man, just want to let you know this is expiring. Is that cool? I'm like, yeah, that's cool. Like, all right, brother, take it easy.
Also, I got to say, they're a lot more user-friendly nowadays. Back in the day, you almost kind of had to know.
Used to be horrible. Yep.
Yeah, it used to be. It was very difficult to navigate and figure out exactly if you were doing the right things. Nowadays, they've fixed all that. It's good. It's very nice. GoDaddy.com.
Yeah. What's the Master 69.
Master 69.
Master 69.
Cool. Awesome. All right, what's your last one?
My last one. This is one of my underrated favorites from 1984. Seen this a million times. Another cable movie. So many. I don't know if you're going to get any of them, but I learned that there are no good white basketball players. I learned Hillary is a German name. It means she whose bosoms defy gravity.
Okay, I got it.
And then things change, people change, hairstyles change, interest rates fluctuate. So many. The whole movie is just full of freaking stuff like that. I've always loved this style of movie, man.
I'll miss you most of all. Chocolate Moose. Scarecrow.
What the phony dog poo?
Deja vu. Chocolate Moose.
So good.
Yeah. Art, you got it?
No. What is it?
Top Secret.
Top Secret.
Oh, nice.
So good.
This is one of the Zucker Brothers movies, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe their first or second one?
Yeah. Well, yeah, one of their second, I think. I think Kentucky Fried Movie is considered their first.
Yeah, that was their first, yep.
But,
oh, so many good lines, man.
Yeah.
Freaking Val Kilmer. Young Val Kilmer. Elvis-like Val Kilmer.
Which, by the way, what the fuck happened, man? He was hilarious. Between that and, like, Real Genius,
yeah,
he was really good in comedies. And then just went nowhere.
I still think Real Genius sucks as a movie, though.
Oh, it's a terrible movie. It's got zero plot whatsoever. But yeah, Top Secret. Oh,
so good, man.
It's if you like Airplane.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's that, but like a spy movie.
Right.
So fucking funny. Just nonstop jokes, dude. Like, unbelievable. Like, someone should just count up the amount of jokes and like between the dialogue and like background, you know, physical. Such a good movie.
In the vein of Airplane, where you see something each time you watch it.
Yep. Catch another funny little line or something.
Yep. Art, you got any more?
No, I'm all set, man.
Okay, I got one last one. Lesson learned. Keep the donkey away from the drugs. The party can go south pretty fast.
Yeah.
Also, two on a Quaaludes, bad luck.
Nice.
This is one of my favorite movies of all time. I mean, I'm talking top.
Thanks.
Top five.
Prime.
Yeah, oh yeah. Top five to top 10 movies of all time in my book, Bachelor Party.
I haven't seen it in so long.
Oh,
really? That good?
So good.
Holds up.
Totally holds up. It's like Tom Hanks at the height of his comedy game. Like, because he had those.
I missed that Tom Hanks.
So do I, man. Like Money Pit.
Yeah.
Fucking
Bosom Buddies.
Yeah, that type of Tom Hanks.
Like wacky Tom Hanks. Splash, which we didn't mention.
Splash was in there, yeah. There's a ton of movies in here that I don't think we mentioned. 16 Candles we didn't mention.
Yeah. Nightmare on Elm Street.
Red Dawn. The Natural. Yeah.
Oh, well, kids, we've only got an hour.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, great. We learned a lot from the movies of 1984. If nothing else, we learned the fact that the movies from 1984 were amazing. Yeah. It was an amazing year for movies.
It's the best of times. It was the best of times.
All right. Well, I'm going to let Jay go to bed.
Oh, I'm so tired.
CPJ.
I got a Comic-Con tomorrow, too.
Yeah. Well, hey, maybe you'll get that. Maybe you'll get a couple of, you know, good interviews or pictures or something. We can.
Yeah, I'm excited. I haven't been like since we went.
Yeah.
Oh, no, actually, no, I went a year after that. Sorry, I'm lying.
Go say hi to Matt.
Been a
Go
while.
Say hi to Matt from Geek Stuff. He's at booth 127.
Yeah, our buddy E-Rock, Eric Nagel should be there. He said he's doing some interviews. Art's old pal, Norman Lee, comic artist.
Yeah.
See if I see him. Our boys from Kill Shakespeare are going to be there.
Oh, awesome.
Yes, yeah, them. They have a new, their new mashup is like called like Houdini versus Sherlock Holmes or something like that. Freaking nuts. They have a Kill Shakespeare board game now.
Wow.
Those guys.
We remember them when.
Man. Yeah.
They're like the Jimmy Fallon. They're like the Jimmy Fallon of comic mashups. Enough already.
All right. We get it. Who's it? Plato versus...
Socrates.
Yeah. In a Royal Rumble to the death. All philosophers from BC. Let's see. Jane Eyre versus the kids from A Wrinkle in Time. Ethan
Lenny from Mice and Men versus Sloth from the Goonies.
Tituba from the Scarlet Letter versus Aunt Jemima. What?
Jesus Christ versus L. Ron Hubbard. Why are we shitting on them?
I don't know. They're great. I like
those
guys.
Nice, they successful are. Boys.
They are.
It's just funny. I'm tired. I'm punchy.
All right.
Henry All right. Ford versus Guy Kawasaki.
Henry Ford versus Harrison Ford.
All right.
Yeah. That's good. Thanks. Good, I appreciate that. So thanks for listening, guys, and thanks for having us, and thanks to 1984. I don't know. Thanks for having us. Thanks for having us in your hearts and in your homes. This is
my grandmother's Sunday dinner.
Thanks for the meatloaf.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see you later.
See you.
See ya.
Bye.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures, so much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that right now. Father too many.
Someone had it and they were like, we want that. I got it again.
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they got
think.
They were going way far back.
Maybe they got it way back. How far back?
Way back.
How far are you gonna go back?
Way back. As we go around like this. Alright, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.